It's been an interesting career. Then after I retired, I took up art. That's why I did. I did a lot of bronze.
Like this?
Yeah, only much fancier. Yeah.
And this is the original medallion, original set of medallions.
These are the original ones, yeah. And it's it was cast by Seidel Huber, Iron and Bronze of Seattle. I think it always, they admire different features of an animal, for instance, and the wings are honored by giving them an eye. You see the eye, and I think, and then the tail is the prominent feature, so they give it, it's got an eye also. And this is the rock, and this is a show that he's alive. It has a spirit as well. And so it's given the totemic features as well.
Does this start as a wood carving? Is that how?
It did. The contractor for this thing is Tom Paddock, and he's superintendent. That was the next in line, who was in charge of running the bridge. He also was apparently a gifted artist. So I got a yellow cedar plank. It was this big in the whole thing. And in my drawings, I had made the drawings of this thing, and I had made cuts of it on drawings in here showing the shape is to be rounded. It's not going to be jigsawed out. Well, after they got started on that, I got a picture of where they were, and they sent it to me, and I had to reject everything they had, and I said, geez. You got to round those corners. It's not a jigsaw thing. You got to make it as much as 3D as you can. And so Charlie Smith, and he says, Roy, you go over to their office where they're making this thing, and you don't leave until they're done. And so that's what I did. And I was sitting around talking to him. He said, now that's beginning to look nice. That's what I want to do. You know, he says, yeah, I understand. He says, how come you do such nice work? And he says, well, I was kind of did silversmith work. And he says, God damn it, why didn't you tell me that? Well, wasted all my time with him. So that was, the original was made with yellow cedar, and I don't know where that is, but that was brought down to the Seattle. And Seattle Hoover, Iron and Bronze, used a sand casting method. So they have a wet sand, wet with the oil, and they press the wooden piece into the sand, and under extreme pressure they left a mark. They left the indentation on the thing the way you want it in metal, and then they poured in aluminum, and they made an aluminum master. And so the aluminum then replaced the wooden one piece for making these bronze pieces. So each one was then cast individually, and then cleaned up as needed.
But that's why you can still see some of the carving.
Well, those were particularly these little markings in were actually carved into the original wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was made there on purpose. You got a ridge in the back in here so that this thing is bolted into it.
Right.
And I think I used a stainless steel bolt on that thing because I left a big enough gap in here so that there wouldn't be any contact between this and the metal, because bronze and steel will react to one another, and you'll end up eating away the bronze. Electrolysis.